However, the planning, the leadership, and especially the financing came entirely from outside Russia, mostly from financiers in Germany, Britain, and the United States. The flight of the privileged elite from Russia in 1918 sent shockwaves through the capitals of Europe and America and promoted a backlash that lasted for decades. The cry, "Workers of the world, unite!" struck fear into the capitalists of Western industry, banking, and commerce who were not in the know. This fear trickled through their political representatives, employees, and on into virtually every home. Mystified conspiracy researchers were puzzled for years about why such high-level capitalists as the Morgans, Warburgs, Schiffs, and Rockefellers could condone, much less support, an ideology that overtly threatened their position and wealth. Author Gary Allen explained, "In the Bolshevik Revolution, we have some of the world's richest and most powerful men financing a movement which claims its very existence is based on the concept of stripping of their wealth. Men like the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Schiffs, Warburgs, Morgans, Harrimans, and Milners. But obviously, these men have no fear of international communism. It is only logical to assume that if they financed it and do not fear it, it must be because they control it. Can there be any other explanation that makes sense?" The manufactured animosity between the democracies of the West and the communism of the East produced continuous tension from 1918 through the end of the 20th century. But it threatened to get out of hand. Some researchers believe that the threat of worldwide communist socialism caused these globalists to turn to German nationalists. They funded the rise of National Socialism in Germany and saw an armed Greater Germany as a barrier to communism in Europe. National Socialism was a form of socialism almost indistinguishable from communism, only it was confined within national geographic boundaries. Under National Socialism, the globalists could pit the various nations against each other. But following Germany's military success in Poland, the Low Countries, and France, these globalists realized they faced the same problem they had with the communists. A total German victory would result in a worldwide national socialist system unable to produce the tensions and conflicts necessary for maximizing profit and control. They also may have feared that Stalin's Soviet Union was about to launch an attack on Western Europe.